He said this new prophet, he allowed the persons to sleep with his daughters and with his mother, and from his generosity said boys also. ومن فضله زاد حل الصبي لكل نبي مضى شرعة وهذه شرعة هذا النبي. Why not? Every prophet has sharia, and this is the sharia of this new prophet. فقد حط عنا فروض الصلاة وحط الصيام ولم يتعبي. He said, this prophet said, you don't need to pray, you don't need to fast. He's very gentle. He said, you don't need to get tired at all. إذا الناس صلوا فلا تنهضي وإن صوموا فكلي واشربي. If you see people start praying, don't worry, just sit down, take it easy. You know, if they start fasting, eat and drink. ولا تصنعي ولا تضعي نفسك أو ولا تمنعي نفسك المعذبين من الأقربين مع الأجنبي. He said, don't stop yourself from being with these bachelors who wants you. معذبين, these bachelors who wants you. If they are relatives or they are not relatives, doesn't matter. فمن أين حللت للأبعدين وصرت محرمة للأبي. How come you are not allowed? How you are allowed to marry or to sleep or to marry somebody who's not related to you? And your own father, he cannot have you. أليس الغراس لمن أسسه وسقاه في الزمن المجدبي. He said, when you have a tree and you start the tree, you put the seed in the field, and this seed grow up, became a tree. The one who grows this tree, he's the one who should take the fruits. And this is the father. He's the one who put these seeds, and you became after that. So he's the one who have more rights to have you. وَمَا الْخَمْرُ إِلَّا كَمَاءِ السَّمَاءِ حَلَالٌ فَقُدِّسْتَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِي. والله فَعُمِيدُ مِنْ مَذْهَبِي. He said, فَمَا الْخَمْرُ إِلَّا كَمَاءِ السَّمَاءِ. خَمْر, alcohol, is no different between خَمْر, alcohol, and water. They are all from Allah. He said, all of them halal, pure. Then he said, فَقُدِّسْتَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِي. What is such, يعني, good religion? Or good religion. See, this kind of statement, the sick people will love to have this kind of life. When you see the Druze, one of the groups, they said, يعني, you will not be accountable for anything you do until you reach the age of 40. And if you're 39 now, take your chance. يعني, do whatever you want. The angel will not write anything until you reach 40 years. These ideas can be accepted from people, and they can't bring any proof for that. And that's it. People love the desires. So they use this to spread or to justify themselves, their desire, following their desires, to say it's halal. And these people, this group who said this poet, there is terrible things in their beliefs. And subhanAllah, how it became, yani, so popular in certain times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows how this happened. Also, in another hand, one of the reasons, number 8, another extreme, which is that the people will be running behind this worldly life. They will love the dunya. And for the sake of the dunya, this may be part of that, and very much related to the desires. For the sake of the dunya, they will do anything to get the dunya. This can be any part. We don't put it 8. Just keep it as part of the one before it. Therefore, some of these opinions came up to get a positions in the eyes of the rulers. They said, there's a madhab in the second generation, since second century, saying that we believe that the rulers has the right to do anything. He never does mistakes. Whatever the ruler did, it is by the name of God. To the extent they said once, Al-Hajjaj said, who is better, your messengers or your vice president, if you are president? Your vice president better or your messenger better? So for sure you're vice president. And they said the Khalifa is like he represents Allah in the earth. So he's better than his messenger. A'udhu billah. And some of the scholars said, when he said that, Sa'id ibn Jubayr said he is kafir, therefore he fought him. Because he believed he is kafir, and he made takfir to him. Anyway, so running behind the dunya, let the people start their bidah, like what they did with Uthman radiallahu anh, because of the money. Because of the money, they start all these fitan. One, the number eight, now we put it. Number eight, the fitan. Fitna, whenever there is fitna. Fitna means when there is fight. When there's big fitna, where there is time, people cannot differentiate between the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. When this happened, the bid'ah start, the innovators, the sects appear. Like what happened in the Sahaba times, when the fitna between the Sahaba, the fight. You have the Shia, you have the Khawarij, you have Qadariya. So many groups or sects start. Because in the time of fitna, the Muslim should stay back and stay away. And not to adopt any ideas until he stick to what he knows. And not to involve in these fitan, he will lead the ulama to deal with it. Number nine, extremism. One of the reasons for those people to make these bid'ah or to start these bid'ah or these sects to be appear. You remember when Musaylam al-Kadhab, the one who claimed prophecy, it's hard. Musaylam al-Kadhab, these liars who claimed prophecy in the Prophet ﷺ time, they asked one of his followers. Yani it was very clear that he's a liar. Yani one of the things he used to ask, what Muhammad does to prove his prophecy. They said, for example, Muhammad, when he make wudu and they put the remain of his wudu in a well, the water will increase. So okay, I will do the same. He will do it, then he will put it in a well full of water, the water will vanished. He do the things, the opposite happen. So it was clear that he's a liar. But one of his followers said, how come you follow him and you're smart? قال لكذاب ربيعة خير من صادق مضر. Liar from our tribe, better than prophet from their tribes. See the extremism for their tribes or for their nationalism. This is one of the reasons for so many people also to start this bid'ah, to start this bid'ah. Extremism love to someone like to Ali radiallahu anhu or to the Ahl al-Bayt, the Prophet's Hassan family. May people make them gods. Loving Ali so much to the extent that he doesn't mean if you love him so much, he has to be the Khalifa before Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman to insult others. That's what start so many bid'ah. Also Nawasib, they love Muawiyah so much, so they start cursing Ali. This is another extreme. Sufism, how they dealt with their sheikhs, or those people who are extremism and following the madahib. They said, Imam cannot be mistaken. And this is come from the Christian and Jewish who take their rabbis and their monks and their priests or are like gods. Whatever they said, it has to be followed. And some of the extreme way of dealing with the religion is to be very strict. Very, very strict in the religion. And to make everything complicated and hard. The religion, the nature of it is ease. This religion, Prophet ﷺ, he said, my religion is ease, yusr. It's not complicated.